From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Fever pitch demonstrations today in New York around the proposed site of a mosque near Ground Zero. Police officers in barricades separated supporters and opponents. Beth Galinsky is among the opponents that came out today. She helped organize the rally with the group Coalition to Honor Ground Zero.
This is not a question of right. This is a question of what's decent and what's honorable and what's safe.
Edward Pass made a sign showing his backing for the Islamic Cultural Center.
My sign says, "This Jew supports freedom of religion. Shouldn't everyone?" And the back it says, "Enough already with Islamophobia. This is the essence of America, freedom of religion and not demonizing a people."
No arrests were made, though there were a few confrontations. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich says he won't rule out an attempt to return to politics. As NPR's Allison Keyes reports, that's if federal prosecutors fail to convict him at a planned second corruption trial.
It's been less than a week since Blagojevich was convicted of lying to federal agents, but jurors deadlocked on 23 other charges against the former governor, who was accused of trying to sell President Obama's former Senate seat. But Blagojevich told Fox News Sunday,
"If you're asking me, do I believe there's a potential political comeback in the future? When I'm vindicated in this case, absolutely I do."
Blagojevich says he spent his adult life serving the people as a congressman and later as a governor, and he says it's what he knows. He pointed out that he didn't post a defense in the first trial and said still the government failed to prove its case. Federal prosecutors have said they will retry Blagojevich on the corruption charges. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
U.S. stocks fell on Friday and closed much lower for the week as economic data showed the recovery is still just limping along. Danielle Carson reports Wall Street will be watching this week's newest claims for jobless benefits.
The housing market is likely to stay stuck in the mud for at least several months, say analysts, especially now that there's no help from the federal home buyer tax subsidy to reel in new buyers. Not a promising outlook when July's existing home sales numbers come out on Tuesday. Forecasters expect they fell last month. But a brighter piece of news could come out Wednesday when new home sale figures are released. They're expected to have gone up slightly. After new claims for unemployment benefits rose 3 weeks in a row, Wall Street will be watching Thursday's claims numbers to see if they went down as expected. And finally, on Friday, the government comes out with its revised estimate for the GDP. The economy grew at about 2.5% in the second quarter. But given the private sector's reluctance to amp up hiring, analysts expect the revision to dial back the GDP by a percentage point. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
This is NPR. Pakistan's foreign minister says today more than $800 million has now been pledged or donated from around the world to help the country's flood victims. This comes as rising waters in Pakistan's south are causing fears of more destruction. Officials are now focusing on Sindh province, where floods are forcing thousands of people to flee for higher ground. A South African labor court is issuing a nationwide order that prohibits essential public employees from going on strike. As Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg, a five-day-old strike by public workers is disrupting the country's schools and courts and is jeopardizing medical care.
The walkout by teachers, healthcare workers, and other public employees has created a health emergency in some areas. Army medics and guards have been sent to its hospitals where striking employees interfered with doctors and nurses trying to do their jobs. The court order prohibits striking employees from trying to threaten or intimidate people who want to work. South Africa's Labor Federation has reaffirmed its support for the strike, but the Federation also has expressed regret for the disruption to public services and any damage to property. The strike began last Wednesday due to a contract dispute. The unions demand an 8.6% wage hike. The government says it cannot afford to offer more than 7%. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
It's being called a miracle today. 33 miners trapped underground for more than 2 weeks after a cave-in in Chile are alive. The country's president says today the workers have been located and tied a message to a drill that says they're all fine in the shelter. It could take months, though, to set the men free. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.